Arthur's Christmas by Mark Brown. Arthur and D.W. had been in the drugstore a long time looking for presents.
For heaven's sakes, this store is full of presents. Just pick one and let's go. It has to be just right. I want Santa to like it. Well, hurry up. I wanted to see if Grandma is at our house and how many presents she bought me.
At home, D.W. added 10 more things she wanted to her Christmas list and copied it over in red pencil. Grandma's car pulled up in the driveway.
Yay! Grandma's here!
Are there presents in there for me? Grandma, do you think Santa would like new mittens or gloves?
What happened to hello, I'm glad to see you?
After dinner, everyone relaxed.
I can't wait for Christmas. Only 2 shopping days left.
Arthur, what's the matter? You seem sad.
I haven't found the right gift for Santa.
You are so silly, Arthur. Santa doesn't need a gift.
Oh, the next day, Arthur, D.W., Francine, and Buster went shopping. Arthur searched the entire store and still couldn't find a present for Santa.
What is the big problem, Arthur? I can see 100 things I want. I can't find anything for Santa.
Let's go see Santa. I love Santa.
The children went to see Santa. Arthur sat on his lap first.
Ho, ho, ho. What would you like for Christmas, Santa?
Ho, ho, ho. You just leave the giving to me.
Buster sat on his lap next.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa, be careful when you come down my chimney. My parents always forget to put out the fire in the fireplace.
Ho, ho, ho. I'll just use the front door.
Then it was Francine's turn with Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. Have you been a good little girl?
Oh, yes, Santa. I'm always good.
Always.
After seeing Santa, the kids went out for ice cream.
I only have 1 more shopping day left before Christmas.
Look, Santa eats ice cream.
Ho, ho. I'll have a banana split with 6 scoops of bubblegum ice cream.
Wow, with 6 scoops of bubblegum ice cream, hot fudge, whipped cream, and nuts?
Yum, that sounds good.
At home, Arthur asked his family for help.
What should I get Santa?
How about a nice colorful tie?
Aftershave is always a good gift. I bet Santa could use some toasty warm longdons.
Arthur, you are taking the shopping too seriously. Just do what I do and get everyone the same thing.
While everyone was caroling, Arthur went window shopping, hoping that he would get an idea for Santa's present. Arthur saw Santa's everywhere. Santa was drinking a diet root beer at the car wash. Santa was eating some gum chabu at a Chinese restaurant. Santa was also eating a fish sandwich at the deli.
Santa sure eats a lot.
Finally, Arthur went home. He hadn't seen a single thing in any store window that Santa would like. Then Arthur saw Santa on TV eating Papa's pickled peppers.
That's it. I know what I will get Santa. I'll make a list of what I need.
Arthur counted his money.
D.W.
Okay, how much do you need? But I'll only help if you stop being such a grouch.
The next morning, Arthur gave D.W. half his list. He took the other half and went shopping. When Arthur got home, he made Santa's present.
What is all that noise?
Arthur is making a mess.
Kitchen door opened and Arthur sneezed.
Mom, how many cups of pepper in pickled peppers?
Maybe I should help.
A pizza to go with everything on us? We ruined it again. Poor Santa. Say poor Santa.
Poor Santa.
Hours later, Arthur whistles while he set the table for Santa.
What's that? Pickled peppers. And a hot fudge sundae on bubble gum ice cream and sub gum chow goo. I sort of combine Santa's favorite foods.
What's that big thing?
Lumpy
thing that's moving.
A pizza to go with everything on it.
If you want Santa to come, you better go to bed. If you want Santa to come, we better do something about that food.
The family went to bed, but DW couldn't sleep, so she got up and tiptoed downstairs.
I have to do something. Poor Arthur worked so hard, but if Santa gets a whiff of Arthur's present, he'll never set foot in the dining room or eat any of it.
Careful to miss the squeaky step, DW tiptoed downstairs on the deck. The next morning, Arthur was the first one up.
Santa ate it all, and he left a note.
Dear Arthur, you were so nice to take the time to find out my favorite foods and make them. Thank you. You also teach me about Christmas beer. Love, Santa. P.S. Aren't you lucky to have such a nice little sister? Scripted by Barbara Van Vranken.
Gemma, say that was a good one. Stop.